Welcome to Podcast Confirmed, episode 37. I'm here with myself, Hugo Ohagamagara. I'm here with Harry.
Hello.
And I'm here with Kayub or James.
Hello.
I mean, what's the correct
pronunciation? It's cube, like the...
Yeah.
The three-dimensional six-sided object. I think I said that exact thing before when I was on here.
Oh, okay. Cool. You might need to be a bit louder.
Yes, that's true.
All right. We'll hit the news. Steam Christmas auction.
Any thoughts on this?
Well, it looks like a complete waste of time.
Yep.
In fact, it looks more like an experiment done on kind of the part of...
Well, it's the same with everything Valve does.
Yeah,
that's true.
It looks like an experiment.
Yep.
And it probably is.
Yes. No, yeah. It's just like anything with the Steam market, unless you have loads of money and time and... you know, you're not going to get anywhere otherwise.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well... Yeah, I also think, like, I mean, this is even more pointless than anything else
you
could, like, ever do on the...
In history, ever.
Yeah, it's just the biggest waste of time.
That has ever been
and
conceived.
Money.
Yeah.
Really.
It's just, like, instead of buying games, like you could, with that money...
Yeah.
You could...
Pay 3 or 4 times as much.
For these gems... And that might get you these games at a specific point in time that you have to wait around for an auction and...
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. And it's way more expensive, which is really the kicker.
Yeah.
The system does let you use the gems to make booster packs for specific games, though.
It does.
Which is neat, because then you can get the profile backgrounds and stuff and emoticons. But then you can just pay for them. And it's probably less.
Lost the market. Yeah,
yeah. Look, I did the maths on it, and those booster packs are a complete waste of gems.
Yep.
Like, you need to like craft the award to get one booster pack. You'd need to craft like 3 times as much as you'll get from completing a badge.
Yeah.
Like, it is just so preposterously like bad value.
So yeah, what's even there to say about it?
It's interesting, because a lot of people are just buying these things and using the system just to see what Valve rewards them with.
Yeah.
I
think a lot of...
Early adopter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
It'll be like some profile badge or something.
Yeah, and if you crafted gems in the first day, you got a free copy of CSGO. As an apology for them fucking up the system.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they messed it up in the first day and had to, like, patch it.
Yeah. So, it's interesting, but it is a waste of time and money even putting thought and effort into thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know the sort of people who actually give a shit about their Steam profile.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's a waste of time and effort, but...
Hey, look, I'm... People who trade and do that kind of stuff get a lot of enjoyment out of that, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's just better ways of doing it.
Yeah. Make a bit of money off of it, too.
Yeah, some people probably...
Usual trading and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Classic.
Alright, so the next news, quite a big news topic, GTA Target.
The thing with GTA and Target...
Well, I've heard your thoughts about it, Harry.
Well, my thoughts?
Your thoughts was it's just mums.
Yeah.
Overprotective mums. But I want to hear James's thoughts. Are you...
Well, let's explain the situation, right?
Yeah, okay, suppose.
Yeah.
So, like, what happened? They patched GTA? They added an update or something that added...
No,
it wasn't a patch at all. It was just the fact that the next gen one came out.
Yeah, they released Xbox One and PS4 version.
Okay.
The new gen. And there's no differences apart from the
difference.
First person
mode. I mean, like, no, like, substantial differences. There's, like, there's cats and more detailed graphics.
Yeah.
First person mode. It's not, like,
it's,
there's no, like, difference in the game itself.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason why this new version would be any more bannable than the previous ones.
Yeah, that's strange to me. Well, yeah.
So what's your opinion?
So Target just banned it?
Well, because there was this petition that was like, this game encourages violence against women.
Yeah.
And Target should stop selling it. Specifically Target.
Yeah.
Which tells you who was making the petition.
People who use Target.
Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, soccer moms.
I don't know. I think, was it just directed at Target?
Yeah. It was just directed at Target. And
okay.
Look, I think it's I think the worst thing about this is you get all these people being like, oh, look what the SJWs have done now.
Mm.
And it's like, it's not who did this.
Yeah.
Like, even, you know, that whole thing, like,
it's completely unrelated.
It's like a bunch of parents who don't really understand it.
The problem was, is it was written like an SJW thing would be. Like,
No, it wasn't. It
was deliberately linking Anita Sarkeesian's videos as examples of it, and, like, made constant reference to the same things. So it's really easy to confuse the two, and I think that's why the petition was so successful, is it linked it all together. Well, I read the petition.
The petition. I didn't see any of that, but whatever. I got emailed it, and it was, like, clearly written by some parent. And it was like, this game gives you points for doing these things, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
that stuff is specifically said in Anita Sarkeesian's videos at some points.
Okay, well, like,
I mean,
this is a different
conversation. Obviously, but it looked like a soccer mum had,
someone
who'd never been into games had watched a load of videos about how bad GTA and video games are, and then just makes this petition. I agree. I don't think SJWs are the problem here. And it's just...
Can we stop using that word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
You know what I mean. Yeah, but yeah.
But I mean, you need to have a term for people who are concerned about...
Feminists?
Yeah, okay. It's not... Yeah, that's
but,
not...
But
the...
it's not just feminist. It's a hard concept to, like, give word to, but...
The point is, it's very misguided.
Yeah, it's misguided, misleading.
It's not grounded in anything, like, just, like, thought through or, like, academic at all, or, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't like this, I don't want this on the shelves.
And it's just wrong. I mean, what they say in it is just... objectively not there.
No, that's what I meant. That's what I meant to be saying. I feel like this event gives a bad name to the people who actually do try and think about these kind of issues, like, with a level head.
Yeah, exactly.
And instead of being like, this game encourages violence against women, which is like, yes, you can do violence against women in the game, but you can also do a hell of a lot of violence against men.
Or
animals and cars and
police. If anything, I mean, you could make the complaint if you made it so that you couldn't do violence against women.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's even worse.
No,
like,
I agree.
So...
Yeah.
It's completely misguided. And it's really weird how much momentum it got. I mean, I would think facts would be able to shine through.
Yeah, yeah. I remember I got the email that was, like, from, like, change.org, from, like, signing other petitions, and it was like, take this game encourages this violence against women, take it off the shelf, and I was like, what? Clicked on it, GTA 5, and I'm like, oh, no, that's funny, that'll be funny if that goes anywhere. Then 2 days later, it's like, I get this another email from change.org saying, sign this petition, put GTA 5 back on the shelf at Target.
No.
And I was like, well?
Wow.
Anyway, so, whatever, it's just Target. I mean, like, Target has, like, barely any impact on sales at all, anyway.
Target, Kmart, and a New Zealand distributor.
Are all participating in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, do they fall under, like, the same...
Targeting Kmart do, but the New Zealand distributor doesn't. And I my news is, like, a week and a half old, so I don't know any changes to it, but, you know, it's catching on. I mean, no one wants to be seen... If you don't know what GTA 5 is, if you're sitting there and going, oh, all these people have caused this game that does violence against women, it's been taken off the shelves, shit, we better do something about this. And I can understand why companies would remove it.
Yeah, just to avoid potential drama.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And to just be seen doing the right thing.
From what could be, like, a large portion of your market as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like GTA 5's cultural reflection has a whole lot of problems, but, like, this isn't really one of them.
Yeah, and specifically, like, if the game did any of these things, the Australian classification code's incredibly restrictive on everything around this. Like, it would absolutely be refused classification if it came anywhere close to what they say it does. So. Yeah. Wrongness causing interesting results. Shall we move on?
Yep. Source 2 announced again.
Well, it was never actually announced.
Well, no, there was that thing with, like, the Dota 2 custom maps thing, like, a few months ago.
But no one ever said Source 2 or anything. It was only, like, in the code.
It was in the code. But, like...
That's not an announcement. That's...
Oh, whatever.
They called it a soft announcement. But, Oh, people were calling that a soft announcement. But, I mean, we've kind of got hard news that it's coming out early 2015 now.
Yeah, okay.
So, and that's a big thing. And
it is. I mean, what else... What can we even say? Like,
well,
Dota 2's going to it.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel, again, like, hurry up and announce a new game, please.
Yeah,
for
that's
the
what
love
I'm thinking.
Of God.
Like, well, do you think it'll signal... Like, maybe...
I think it...
The announcement of a new game?
I mean, have you heard my prediction on it?
No.
Your video?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Everyone should go check out my amazing video.
That's, like, already, like, way off the mark.
What do you mean?
Well, you like, specifically said, like, when they would announce, like, Half-Life 3.
No, I didn't.
Well, I think you did. Kind of. You did... Something around, like, some... Like, event that was going on. Whatever. The point is...
Oh, Gamescom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said within a year. So, I mean, early 2015 was within a year of a month ago, so...
I would hope Valve announces a game within a year. Otherwise, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
would
exactly.
especially hope that is Half-Life. Otherwise, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Portal 3, Left 4 Dead 3.
Well... Left 4 Dead 3 is looking, like, almost confirmed.
Really?
Yeah, like,
oh, wow.
The mentions in the code,
I'm
all the leaks, everything's pointing to Left 4 Dead 3.
I'm keen for that, honestly.
Yeah, I would be down for that.
Yeah, it's Source 2, Left 4 Dead 3.
Like, 2 years ago, I would have been like, what? No.
Yeah.
But
now
I'm like, yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, anything's fine, really.
Yeah, that's what they're doing,
just
really.
Make something,
yeah,
please.
Do something.
Also, Black Mesa, I think, will be a Source 2 release.
Oh, that'd be good, yeah.
Because they said on their last media post, we've had to postpone this. We're going to be releasing it on a new engine. And what else is Black Mesa going to be on?
Yeah.
And they've been working with Valve on it, so...
Sweet.
Highly suspicious that that's going to be released.
But I hope the graphics are actually substantially better to, like, usher in the new engine, because, like, Black Mesa came out and it was, like, 2007 graphics.
Oh,
yeah.
I would completely disagree. I think they were honestly better than most AAA games today. Especially in terms of optimization.
Okay, optimization, but actual detail was very...
I thought the detail was phenomenal.
It was about on par with, like, Episode 1, I thought.
Oh, I completely disagree.
Okay, this is another argument. It doesn't
matter. Yeah, I mean, it's a very subjective and memory-based things. I played it multiple times and I'm quite invested in it. But,
okay.
I doubt it took them so long to make that. I would doubt it would be that graphically improved. It would definitely be way more performance optimized.
But they might have like a Valve team doing it.
They're most likely hired by Valve if they have a Valve team.
Yeah, okay.
This
is all wild speculation.
It's all wild speculation, but it's interesting speculation.
Yeah.
And so I think that will be... That's confirmed. Dota 2's confirmed. Left 4 Dead 3's confirmed. This is all... I mean, I'm using confirmed very, very loosely, but this is podcast confirmed, so...
You have to confirm things that aren't confirmed.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, the big sore thumb left is Half-Life 3, and I think by confirming all the other three, we can safely confirm Half-Life 3. I don't think Valve can be bothered dealing with the crap they'll get releasing Left 4 Dead 3 before Half-Life 3, or without announcing it.
Yeah.
I mean, Valve will do what Valve will do, of course, but, you know... The amount of shit.
I don't even know what I think about this anymore. I just don't. I can't. I'm no longer able to picture like a reality where another Half-Life game exists. Or like what it would
even
be.
Yeah, that would be pretty bizarre.
Like I just can't. I can't imagine what it would be like.
Well, I think it would be quite similar. And just continuing picking up from the story, slightly better graphics, slightly more open world. That's kind of what I think, but like, I don't know. It will be interesting to see.
But as I've said before, I can't see it being that, if not sales, then like critically successful.
I don't think it's that hard to be critically successful.
Look, I feel like I think it is because look, we've said this like a million times already, but like. The gaming landscape has changed a lot.
Yeah.
In, 10 years. And, like, with each major Half-Life game, that's kind of, like, really had a big impact.
Yeah.
And so, like, for the next one to do anything, it's gonna have to be, like, total, like, really make us rethink FPSs.
Yeah.
Now...
Which is pretty hard to do.
I know you're saying that, but the game of the year this year, according to Good Game, was Dragon Age Inquisition.
Okay.
It's also the highest Metacritic of this year.
I should probably play that. Yeah.
But from what I've heard from everyone who's played it, it's pretty terrible. Incredibly
buggy.
Doesn't
run on dual core computers.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Like
yep, and. Very slow paced, nowhere near as good as Dragon Age Origins. If this is the game of the year, like surely it just needs to be. I mean, Half-Life 3 can be worse
is that just
than
like
Episode 2 and it will win game of the year. Like,
is that just like a result of like promotion stuff?
Well,
I think it's
just because there aren't
good
games.
Good game though, like, they love like the BioWare formula. Like they gave Mass Effect 3 game of the year as well.
Oh, it deserved it. I gave Mass Effect.
Well, no, I mean, like that's a different conversation, and I would agree. But it's like they really, like, love the shit out of that. Like you're the protagonist, and you've these options, and it's really cinematic, and there's a big, open universe.
It's the highest Metacritic score
this
game
year.
This year.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
I really think that you just need to make a semi-competent Half-Life game. And it will do amazingly critically and commercially.
Feel satisfied.
Yeah.
Which is
and that's a very different
to...
question.
Yeah.
That's a different question.
No, but that's what you're saying. Like, but when it comes out, critics aren't just going to be like, ooh, a new game. What's this like? Ooh, it's pretty good. Here's a 9 out of 10. They'll be like, it's the Half-Life game. After 20,000 years of waiting and Gabe Newell's...
Exactly.
Brain hooked up to a tube.
Yeah.
Has finally come up with this.
Yeah. That's exactly how
like,
it's going to be.
This is what it's going to be like. It's going to be... This is the most hyped up thing of all time.
Yeah.
Doesn't meet the hype. Not quite 7 out of 10. That'll be it.
I can totally see that happening.
I can totally see that happening. but I think it will doesn't live up to the hype. 9.5 out of 10. Like,
no, I can't see that. Not as someone who like kind of pays attention to like mainstream game reviews, if only just to like know how they rate stuff. That's not what they would do. If there's like some large enough flaw, it's not gonna hit 9.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be any flaws though. Valve don't make games with
No. If there's like some reason to be like, isn't that great? Like, and that is going to be one of them. The wait.
Yeah.
And the expectation.
Well, the wait doesn't pay in. Like, a lot of critics will just ignore that. Like,
no, they won't. This is games totally journalism we're talking about.
And it's Half-Life. Like, you can't ignore that. You cannot ignore it.
Yeah, everyone but like knows. I still think they're like, if it's, you know, a competent game, they're gonna really fucking enjoy playing it. Like, they're not I don't know. We'll see. We'll see who's right, but
we'll see who's right when it happens.
When it happens.
We may be dead.
Yeah.
We may be hooked up to tubes just like Gabe, but
yeah. It'll happen eventually,
one,
we believe.
One day. And speaking of the distant future.
Yes.
Or not so distant. Yeah. Sony prepares for life after consoles. Now this is more of like a business thing, but Sony's not planning to do another PlayStation.
Cool.
And I don't think Microsoft is planning to do another. The Microsoft has been talking about what they're going to do with Windows.
Yeah, that ties in as well. And it seems like Xbox and Windows are getting closer and closer together.
Which is a very, very bad thing.
Yes, oh, it's scary.
It could not be worse.
It's either a great thing or it's a terrible thing. Like,
it's just like games for Windows Live, but like your OS.
Your operating system, yeah, that sounds horrific.
Mm. Although, I mean, the other way to look at it is, you know, they're going to have really good PC support from now on, but
no. That's not going to happen. Like they, like, don't acknowledge the existence of Steam, so, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, they do now. They're releasing heaps of new games just on Steam.
Okay, but, like, from a business and Windows and, like, support perspective.
They're paying teams of people to remake games just for Steam editions.
Okay, well, let's hope they, like, cut a deal. But, like, you know, Gabe's pretty distrustworthy of Microsoft.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We'll see what happens.
The main talking point with this is, like, where do we feel like games are going to go without those leading consoles that's really selling it to, like, the everyman?
Well,
or the every kid.
I think what that's saying is, you know, they'll have smart TVs and streaming and
tablets.
Yeah, and it will just be the same, just without console.
Yeah.
Which is...
And everything will be on touchscreens, and I'll be an old man, and everything will be a touchscreen. I'll be like, back in my day, we had physical controls, and that made sense.
Well...
And, I don't know.
Yeah, do you think...
And, like, kids will get raised, like, with touchscreens for everything, and they'll get used to it. And I'll be like, what the fuck?
Kids are already raised like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, playing, tablets, like,
yeah,
a game...
Yeah, like, do you think they'll get rid of controller support?
I think it will still be a niche thing. You know, one of those things where, kind of like with the Wii, how, you know, most people use the motion-y controller.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You know, there's still the hardcore kind of Nintendo fans that will whip out their old, like, controllers.
It's not
or whatever
that niche,
called.
Actually, in terms of that.
Yeah, that's a poor example, but you kind of know what
no,
I
but
mean.
It's that, like, thing. It's that thing where it's still there as a background. But
yeah,
I mean, like, in the long run.
I think in the long run, it will be like that.
So there are certain kinds of games I don't think work on a touchscreen at all.
Yeah,
like,
this
kind of
true.
Things where you have to have, like, a virtual joystick.
Mm.
All those kind
of
things, I can't stand.
No, that's
what
I'm saying. Like, to us, it doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
But, like, will some generation of kids, like...
That's true.
Get used to that.
I mean, there might be, I mean,
Street Fighters on
touchscreen controls have a long way to go in evolution. Like,
yeah,
exactly.
I don't think we can say right now that.
Oh yeah, maybe they'll like make screens with like
tactile
bumps
things on them. Yeah.
Yeah, or
I mean that'd be hard to do, but yeah.
Or I mean, you could have kind of the, you know, Kinect approach of using cameras and sensors and things, and you could just be like air controlling games. And, I mean, anything could happen. Yeah. This is the future we're talking about.
Oh man, this is too weird.
Too weird? Well, I'll be sticking with the old keyboard and mouse.
We'll come back in 20 years and listen to this podcast and be like, oh, I was so wrong.
Agreed. Well, yeah. Well, can I get like a one sentence description from each of you of 20 years in gaming?
Yeah.
And then we can come back like and see who's the least correct or most correct or...
I'm guessing Half-Life 3.
Yep.
2026.
Oh, okay, we're doing Half-Life 3 release dates.
Yep.
Okay.
Assassin's Creed will continue for the next...
Oh my god.
Like, 8 years?
Yep.
And then they'll make, like, a movie or something?
Yep.
I don't know where I'm going
and
with this.
Like, no one will go to it.
Yeah,
it'll be
and,
horrible.
And the next Nintendo console will be, like, huge again.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my predictions.
Your predictions. Alright, James, what are your predictions?
I think, like, 2033 for Half-Life.
2033?
Yeah.
It's very pessimistic, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that whole idea of having, like, smart TVs with, like, a gaming system built into them.
Yeah.
And people playing on tablets and stuff. And then PC gaming will be relegated to, like, you know, basements. And
okay.
The internet will, like, return. Gaming on the internet will return to, like...
Okay.
When it first came out, for people will, like...
Okay, so...
Playing in their neighborhoods.
It'll be, like, a huge bell curve and we're right at the peak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting.
That's interesting. Okay, so my predictions... Half-Life 3 for 2015.
Oh, pushing your luck.
Yeah.
But that's pushing my luck. I will say early 2016.
Yeah, like, but 2015, that's the foreseeable future. You can't,
yeah.
You can't just, like,
say
be
that,
putting the Half-Life out there, like, what?
Yeah, okay, okay. Well, we'll come back and see. You guys might be right, but, then, you know, Assassin's Creed will fade out after two or three games, or it will transform its, like, game.
I'm pretty sure there's more than three games in the pipeline. No, legit, they actually have multiple studios.
I think they will decide it's just dumb within three games. Or
depends
like
if it keeps selling or not, because that's, like, the
yeah,
only factor
I mean,
at this point.
COD will exist in the next 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't think...
With
COD will die.
Current sales patterns?
I mean, we're
imagine
about to talk
a COD
about
movie.
It. A COD movie? No, there won't be a COD movie.
No, there will.
All right.
It'll just be a war
and
movie,
I'm
anti-calling
it.
I'm calling it, and it'll be like this notorious thing, like...
How bad it was.
We'll just be like, remember the COD movie.
It'll be like Transformers, just like...
Yeah, it'll probably be directed
wise.
By Michael Bay.
I could definitely see that happening.
I do not think it will happen, but...
Just watch, man. It'll happen.
You just watch. It won't happen. I think PC gaming will grow.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Just because the growth of shit like League of Legends.
Yeah, I actually agree with this.
Yeah,
I agree
like
with
laptop
this.
Gaming.
Hearthstone. I mean, Hearthstone's pretty big on laptops and tablets and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely don't see it dying off anytime soon
yeah.
with the esports growing so much.
Yeah,
I agree. There'll probably be some other new fucking game.
Mm.
Like with some... The next MOBA thing.
Yeah.
I think PCs will probably change their format though. At least slightly.
Yeah.
Whether it be touch screens, curved monitors, I mean, what... Better controllers than keyboards and mice. I think...
Different OS.
Yeah, I think Windows will probably...
Within the next 10 years,
I think
gaming
keep
will,
the bucket in
gaming
years,
will
yeah.
be not on Windows
yeah,
in, within 10 years.
Considering if they add, like, that whole Xbox integration thing,
yeah,
people aren't going to accept that.
Although, I mean, that might bring Xbox... all the Xbox gamers will be playing on Windows, and then all the current Windows gamers will be playing on Linux or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah,
so
that's
it,
what I see happening.
Yeah, it might just be that kind of shift. So those are my predictions.
Yeah, I think, like, as right now, laptops are, like, reaching the point where they can run most games, like, really nicely.
Yeah.
Or some laptops, at least. But I think, yeah, as we get further into the future, like, they'll gain on, like, the highest level of graphic kind of capabilities.
I don't know. I mean, PC, like, desktops are still really useful for having powerful.
Yeah.
And laptops haven't been catching up. Like, they've been both going at kind of the same rate going up. So, I'm not convinced, like, they'll ever be at parity. I think we'll reach the point where a laptop's good enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They'll never be as good as a tower PC because
of space.
Purely.
Yeah.
It's bigger, so you can have more in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they'll reach a point where it'll be acceptable to run everything.
Yeah.
You could want it to. Even now, a decent laptop that could run League. League isn't, like, too graphically demanding.
Yeah.
No, you could use onboard graphics, so...
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
obviously.
They don't play, like, Assassin's Creed Unity competitively or anything.
Assassin's
Creed Unity.
That's, like, the most demanding game there is, right?
Yeah, what a joke. I mean...
And, it's pathetic.
Shall we cut to a break before we do what we've been playing? I mean, we're going on.
We've also got
to do the small news, man.
Do we want to do the small
news?
Yeah, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare sales down 27% from Ghosts. Well, that just goes to show, man.
Goes to show it doesn't matter how good you make the game.
COD is COD.
It's
a dying breed.
It's not cool anymore.
Was it ever cool?
Yes.
Yeah, it was very cool.
COD 4 was cool.
COD 4 was, like, cool.
It was the cool.
Yeah, okay, that's the small news, so we can only give it a few sentences.
Yeah.
Starbound update. You know that game that came out early access, like, a year ago? Terraria in space.
Yeah.
Which I like way more than Terraria, because it's actually... You're kind of going to different planets and...
I thought it was cancer compared to Terraria, so
we'll agree to disagree on that one. But I do quite like Starbound.
I hate Starbound, but I quite love
it. Okay, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
The point is, they've overhauled the combat, added official ship customization, a whole bunch of new biomes, new race, new quests and stuff and things and... Big update. I might play it again.
You might play it? Like,
well, yeah, it depends if I can be bothered.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a game after all.
Did you ever play Starbound, James?
No. I played Terraria for like 5 minutes.
It definitely has not got me interested. So that's the small news, everyone.
Alright, what do you think? Tell us what you think of the new segment. Like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah.
Transition.
Transition. Are we going to cut to a break?
Yeah, alright. Let's cut it. Thanks for listening to Podcast Confirmed, episode 37. I lied. It's not going to go on any longer. We're going to finish up now because we continued talking, but we went on way too long, and we've had to split it into two. So thanks for listening, and hopefully you'll enjoy next episode as well.